The British government has released a special dossier asserting that Iraq's secret weapons programs threaten the world. Prime Minister Tony Blair presented the document to Parliament today to bolster support for possible military action. But as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from London, the document has been greeted with skepticism by many within Blair's own party and the British public at large.
It was 6 months in the making. 55 pages of information from unnamed intelligence sources, with satellite photographs and a grim warning. Saddam Hussein is working on weapons of mass destruction, and he is ready to use them. Tony Blair called an emergency session of Parliament to make the case. One of the allegations about Saddam stood out.
That he has existing and active military plans for the use of chemical and biological weapons, which could be activated within 45 minutes.
Much of it is an account of previous violations of weapons inspections in the country. The Prime Minister said it was important to consider what Saddam had done before, for example, his use of chemical weapons against his own people, to understand what he might be up to now.
The history of Saddam and weapons of mass destruction is not American or British propaganda. The history and the present threat are real. And if people say, why should Britain care? I answer, because there is no way that this man, in this region above all regions, could begin a conflict using such weapons and the consequences not engulf the whole world, including this country.
Blair's dossier says Iraq tried to get uranium from Africa for a nuclear weapon, that it may have up to 20 medium-range missiles, and that it continues to make chemical and biological weapons. The opposition Conservatives are mostly on board with Blair. His problem is convincing skeptical MPs from his own Labour Party of the need to accept possible military action if Iraq thwarts inspections by the UN. But some, like Labourite Jim Sheridan, suggested a possible strike had less to do with weapons than with the domestic agenda of President Bush.
Particularly at a time when the US economy is in freefall and there is evidence of corporate corruption in America involving some senior American politicians, and if he is to lead us into conflict with Iraq, it is for the right reasons and not clearly as a diversion from domestic politics in America.
Other Labour MPs were more concerned about the consequences of a war on international relations. While Blair took care to mention the United Nations several times in his speech today, many MPs seemed convinced that final decisions on war and peace would be taken in Washington. Alice Mahan suggested Blair's following of President Bush, something the press has called the poodle problem, could have devastating consequences.
President Bush has brought out a new doctrine that's talking about preemptive strikes that will sideline the United Nations, tear up international law, and by the way, sideline our Prime Minister as well. So I think we cannot look at this dossier, which actually is very heavy on conjecture and light on fact, without looking at the Bush doctrine.
Backbenchers may be hard to rein in, but Tony Blair silenced dissent within his cabinet after an emergency meeting last night. He hoped to rally the rest of his party with today's debate, and with talk about pushing for a solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict, which many MPs see as more important than Iraq. But it is public opinion which will determine whether Blair passes this political test. A poll published today suggested that 80% of Britons would approve a strike if it had the backing of their MPs and the United Nations. But right now, half of those polled oppose the idea of a strike on Iraq, and that number is creeping slowly upwards. Nick Spicer, NPR News, London.